When I was but a boy, I was standing on the sandy banks of the Tuolumne River, listening to the bullfrogs croak and watching a school of baby catfish swimming around and around in circles. Sounds got my attention, so I looked out over the blue water and saw a gunny sack floating downstream. I could hear tear-jerking whimpering coming from it, so I swam out and hauled the gunny sack to the bank. I poured 5 dead puppies and 1 live one out onto the sand. The live one I named Tippy. Tippy grew up to weigh about 70 pounds. He was a mixed breed of who knows what, but that didn't matter because we loved each other. He was jet black with a white chest, white spot on his forehead, white paws, and a white tip on his tail. Well, I woke up one Saturday morning and Tippy led me to a mama cat with 8 kittens curled up on the ground behind a piece of plywood leaning against the back of our house. Tippy never would hurt a cat, but all the neighbors' dogs ran in and out of our yard, and they would, so I needed to protect them somehow. I just couldn't let those precious lively balls of life go to the dogs. My mom had told me over and over again not to be climbing around in our attic, but I knew she wouldn't mind if I hid the mama cat and her kittens up there to protect them. So I found an old cardboard box and cut a round hole in it and stuffed them all inside, acquiring multiple scratches and a few bites. And as I started up the ladder, Tippy began pulling on my pant leg. I shook him off and told him, "Hush, boy, Mom will hear us," and then carried them carefully up the ladder. I lifted up the vent on the side of our home. I crawled through and hid them in our attic. The day passed and the night came along, and the whole family had a hard night trying to sleep because of the weird creaking, running sounds in our attic. My brother David said to me, "Hey, suckerfish, did you hear that weird sound? I think there might be spooks in our attic." All of a sudden we heard, "Hiss, hiss, hiss, hiss. Hey, suckerfish, did you hear that?"
"Yes, I heard it. Sounds like a hissing spook to me."
Every day after school, I would sneak some milk from our refrigerator and go up into our attic and feed the mama cat. Well, this particular day, it was hard to sneak the milk because Mom was washing dishes next to the refrigerator. So I rolled a kickball through the kitchen, and while Mom was watching the ball roll by, I grabbed the milk. I was feeling really good about myself, and it made me feel really good taking care of those helpless baby kittens. I cared more for those baby kittens than Mr. Crabdiddler ever cared about me. Each one had their own personality. Blinker would hiss and blink her eyes very fast, and I think to scare me. Boxer would stand on his hind legs and strike at me with his paws just like a boxer swings his gloves. Happy would roll over on her back and let me tickle her tummy. I was done feeding and playing with the cats, so I started on my way out of the attic, stepping on one ceiling joist after another. And when I reached the place that was just above my mom's head, who was still washing dishes, I was walking extra carefully so she would not hear me walking by. And the mama cat suddenly hissed and attacked a rat, scared me so bad, I missed my step, and both feet straddled a ceiling joist, and I found myself standing on drywall. I took a deep breath, and instead of floating into the air like I seen the kids on TV do, I saw the drywall slowly bending under my feet. I knew I was in trouble when both feet went through the ceiling, sending dust and pieces of drywall and a rather large bump on Mom's head. My genitals had abruptly met the ceiling joist, causing my feet to suddenly come to a halt, dangling on each side of my mom's head, and I let out an uncontrollable, loud, high-pitched curse word. Well, to appreciate what kind of trouble I was in, you would need to know a little bit about my mom. She had 10 children running around the house most all the time, and nobody, and I do mean nobody, not even King Kong, would dare say a curse word around my mom. The bump on her head was nothing compared to the curse word that came out of my mouth. "Steve Allen, is that you? Boy, get down here right now." When I came through the back door, she grabbed my earlobe and stretched it all the way to the kitchen sink, and after she got to the sink, I realized I needed to follow her. As she began washing my mouth out with a bar of soap, sliding the bar in and out of my mouth over and over again, she apologized for not waiting until my pain had stopped. She knew I was in pain, but she needed to get them dirty words out of my mouth and make sure no more came out. This was excerpts from Endearing Endurance by Steve Caresser. And thank you for listening.